Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you rockaholics out there in Radio Land. It is I, your hostess with the mostest, Jenny, or Jennifer DeVoe, as I like to call myself sometimes. Or Sugar Lips. No. Yeah, from, this is Jenny's...
Sugar Lips.
This is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio,
yay!
Channel 1.
Oh, yay.
You're not going to say that numero uno crap?
Numero uno.
Yes, there we go.
Sorry, that was
Speedy Gonzales.
Thank God you caught that, because otherwise I would have
been
kind of weird.
You started doing Slowpoke Rodriguez. Slowpoke Rodriguez. You know, you can that, do that.
I've never heard of Slowpoke Rodriguez.
He's That's the cousin. He's his cousin.
Oh, really?
He was only on like one episode.
Oh.
And he's really slow. He's the total opposite. It's funny. I was like, it's just wrong. This is the other Dave Navarro.
So one's on speed, the other one's on weed then?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
I thought that's that might have been what
just
it was.
Say no to speed.
Speed kills.
Yeah, speed kills.
Coke's a hell of a drug though.
Coca-Cola, for those of you listening.
Yes.
In the listening era.
Yes. We have youngins in the building today. So we have to have some sort of filter.
12-year-olds.
Although sometimes I don't even know about the filter.
Set of gorillas in the mist is 12 years old.
Yes.
12-year-olds in the mist.
Yeah, there's 12-year-olds in the mist.
Anyway, so this is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. You're listening to your host, Jennifer DeVoe, and the other Dave Navarro. And he's going to tell us the news of today.
Which I'm sure you're going to love, because it's June 7th, 2016, at the top of the hour. And these are some headlines in case you haven't seen them. Brought to you by ABC7News.com. Child hospitalized after being shot in Compton, authorities say. Victim's condition unknown. A child was in unknown condition after being shot Wednesday morning in Compton, authorities said. Firefighter paramedics responded to a report of a gunshot wound at about 11:46 a.m. in the 1400 block of Atlantic Avenue, according to the Los Angeles County Fire Department. The wounded child was transported to a local hospital, said a spokesman for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. The victim's age and gender were not immediately disclosed. The incident prompted a massive response from the sheriff's deputies and the closure of several intersections near the scene. In U.S. news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondent Eric Tucker and Julie Pace. Comey to Congress, President Trump told him, I need loyalty. Former FBI Director James Comey will testify that President Donald Trump sought his, quote, loyalty and asked what could be done to, quote, lift the cloud of investigation shadowing his administration, according to prepared remarks released ahead of his appearance on Capitol Hill on Thursday. Comey, who is scheduled to appear before the Senate Intelligence Committee, will also tell lawmakers that he informed Trump that he was not personally under investigation. Comey will say that the FBI and Justice Department were reluctant to state that publicly, quote, because it would create a duty to correct should that change. Comey's testimony will be his first public comment since Trump abruptly fired him on May 9th. At the time of his firing, Comey had been overseeing the federal investigation into possible ties between Trump's campaign and Russia's election meddling, outraging Democrats who claimed the president was interfering in an active probe. The former director's testimony is based on written memos of his interactions with Trump, some of which, he says, he shared with senior FBI leadership. Comey describes at length a February 14th meeting in the Oval Office in which he believed Trump asked him to drop any investigation of fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's contacts with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. Quote, he then said, I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He is a good guy. I hope you can let this go, Comey says, according to prepared remarks. Quote, I replied only that he is a good guy. In world news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondent Amir Vadat and Aya Batraoui, Islamic State claims stunning attack in heart of Iran. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility Wednesday for a pair of stunning attacks on Iran's parliament and the tomb of its revolutionary leader, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, which killed at least 12 people and wounded more than 40. Tehran Police Chief General Hossein Sajidinia announced late Wednesday night that five suspects had been detained for interrogation, according to a report in the semi-official ISNA news agency. Sajidinia did not offer any further details. Reza Sofolani, an official in the country's Supreme National Service Council, was quoted by the independent Sharg Daily as saying that the perpetrators of the attacks were Iranian nationals. He did not elaborate. In entertainment, Earth, Wind, and Fire take to the road with hits and sadness. Brought to you by the Associated Press correspondent Mark Kennedy. Earth, Wind, and Fire goes on the road this summer with some classic hits, a new touring partner, and lingering heartache. The hits include September, Shining Star, and Boogie Wonderland. While they'll share the stage with the band Chic featuring Nile Rodgers, the sadness comes from the loss last year of their founder Maurice White. Quote, we're still healing, said drummer Ralph Johnson, one of three original members still playing the band's infectious hooks. I think the way we've dealt with it has been to do with music. In sports, will the Golden State Warriors begin digging the gravesite for the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight in what seems to be a one-sided NBA Finals matchup? We'll find out tonight as the Warriors lead the Cavs 2-0 in this best-of-seven series. In weather, low clouds with a sunshine break today with a high of 74 degrees and a temperature dropping later this evening to 59. Tomorrow we'll also have low clouds with a sunshine break and a high of 73 degrees and a low of 61. These are the headlines in case you haven't heard them.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Metal Babe Mayhem taking over the world, one shirt at a time. Shout out to Allison Cohen. Online, I don't know if Facebook it goes by Allison Mason, but Metal Babe Mayhem, go check out their clothing line, go check out their jewelry. Check out her rock, all her rock journalist stuff. She writes great pieces for different articles, different publications. And she also just rocks out, covers great concerts, has a lot of fun. And she is one of our biggest fans, and we're one of her biggest fans. So, what up, Allison? So, there we go. We're having a rocking day already. And I just noticed that our guest, Xander Marsden,
is
like one of our guests. He is like wearing a t-shirt that says Led Zeppelin, which is my favorite band in the entire world.
He's probably the only mature one out of all of us right here right now.
Probably.
I can guarantee you that
and
right now.
And I give massive props for any 12-year-old who wears my favorite band on their t-shirt. Because that's my favorite band in the whole entire universe. So props. I already know it's going to be a great rocking episode of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We've got Scooty G and friends in the house.
Scooty G.
As you remember from a previous episode of Jenny's Real Talk on the
That
Block.
Sounds a lot like The Simpsons. You remember me from such movies as Terror Today, Gone Tomorrow.
Yes, exactly.
And Bucky, the talking dog.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm trying to get at. But you remember him. He's on a previous episode. Scooty G was here before with Ashley May Gong.
Ashley May Gong.
Yes. Who is a singer and model and like does 50 million other things for a 15-year-old, which is crazy. But we're here in support of Kids Rock Studio, which is run by our great friend Scooty G from Ghetto Metal.
Ghetto Metal.
The awesome band Ghetto Metal.
Coming back.
Yes, coming back. to a theater near you. No, just kidding. No. But he is here with one of his, another student of his, a really great 12-year-old, blues, especially blues guitar prodigy. Right. He's just a music prodigy and guitar prodigy, but he just happens to favor the blues. Yep. Which is one of my all-time favorite genres of music.
I was a music prodyogy once.
That's one of the biggest.
That's
one of the biggest reasons I love the Doors. Why I love Led Zeppelin. There's so many bands that have been influenced by the blues, and I give props to any, especially 12-year-old kid that plays that kind of stuff or listens to that kind of music.
Yeah, right.
Most kids nowadays listen to that. Most kids nowadays listen to that mainstream poppy crap that I have no use for on the planet. No offense. My daughter listens to some of that.
No. There's major offense towards her tone. You could actually hear it in her tone.
I have a daughter. My youngest child is 14. My daughter. She does listen to great stuff.
You're aging yourself, woman.
I don't care. Well. She does. I still look great. You know,
it's the
coffin and all the blood sucking. I'm just kidding. That's a shout out.
I knew it.
Shout out to my home girl, Shelly Martinez.
Hey, what up,
girl?
AKA Ariel.
AKA Ariel from ECW, who used to hang upside down and like a bat. But anyway, we love all our prior guests and our future guests. But we are here with, like I said, Xander Marsden, Scooty G, Kids Rock Studio. So what projects are you guys working on now? What's going on? What can you talk about?
Well, you know, I brought my guy here because we've been working on this song together. It's actually a blues song. And you're right. It's so rare to meet a kid that really is into the blues, number one.
Yeah, or rock music.
Most of them listen to
poppy mainstream.
You hit on something. Yeah. I don't even know how he got. How did you get started listening to the blues? How did that come about?
Well, I was into bands like Led Zeppelin that were on like rock back in the 1970s.
Right.
And I was inspired by the guitarist, Jimmy Page. Wow. And
that's what I'm talking about there.
He is a more bluesy guitarist, which got me into the more bluesy types of guitarists. Right. And one thing led to another, and here I am.
Wow.
He's so smart.
Can you believe
that? So I'm saying, most 12-year-olds have this vacant look in their eyes when you try to talk to them. It's like they're all doped up on ADHD medication. Like,
fire!
Jimmy Page, does he go to my school?
No,
that's
but
amazing.
It's awesome that he knows the members of the band. We just celebrated John Bonham's birthday recently.
Wow.
This last week, I think her birthday was.
And ask him about his, you know, one of his mentors is Joe Bonamassa.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute. I said, this kid worked with Joe Bonamassa.
Yeah, right?
I was like, are you freaking... crapping
me?
Yeah, I gotta
watch the language.
No swearing.
Okay. Watch the language.
Tell us the story about how that Joe Bonamassa thing came about.
Well, I was on a TV show called All In with Cam Newton, where he pairs you up with one of your mentors, and I was paired up with Joe Bonamassa.
Oh, jeez, that's awesome.
He was very inspirational, and he gave me a lot of tips on helping me with songwriting.
Nice.
And setting the tone for it.
That's great.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
That's really great. I mean, you got taught by a legend.
You got to learn
from a legend. That'd be like sitting down and like, you know.
Right?
just chilling with Jimmy Page or somebody cool.
Yeah. So when his dad reached out to me, I said, absolutely, let's bring him in. And the thing with, like, even with Ashley is, like, we like to take kids like Xander because he's so good on his instrument. He can be in a kid band. That's, we love that too. But I figured, well, let's pair him with adults. That way, his level of playing is actually like beyond some of the guitar players that play with us.
Wow.
And then that just really raises him up and gets him used to like jamming with guys that are just seasoned on their instrument. And he opens the show at the Rainbow for us. And the guitar players are all kind of standing over in the corner, just scratching their heads like,
we could learn something from this kid right now. What the hell? You know what I mean,
I got to go on after that.
I quit. Like, my 40-year career down the drain. I'm done. I'm out of here. It's over.
Yeah. So and it's a great thing. He's so humble, and, you know, he talks to the guys, and it's just great to have him. And then, like I said, the other guitar players, it gives them a little sense of hope, too. You know, guys that are jaded, and they've been doing it for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
They see this little kid, and they remember back when they were a kid.
Like, wow, I remember
back. So, Xander, how long, like, when did you start actually, like, you know, playing the guitar? How old were you? How old did you start? Because, I mean, it's not like you're 12, so, I mean, you know, it's like, no, I started when I was, like, 30. You know, so, obviously, you know, when did you start playing the guitar and, you know, wanting to learn and wanting to get into music?
So, I got my first guitar on my 7th birthday, and nice. I've been taking lessons from there, and I started performing out when I was about 8 years old, and I've done other projects like School of Rock and other things, and I've just gotten better and have gotten more of a following and just built up from there.
See, that's the whole career.
It's actually easier these days for kids Xander's age to actually gain a following with all social media and everything out there. Like, you know, if I would have been his age, I would have been like, please come to see me
right,
like, you know, right now through Carrier Pigeon.
That's about the only way it would have happened. We should make School of Rock 2, the movie.
Yeah, I think they already did that. Well,
3, whatever the hell it is. We'll make our own.
School of Rock.
We'll make our own Kids Rock Studio.
Yeah.
You know, our movie's going to be Kids Rock Studio.
That's it.
There you go.
And it's going to feature Scoony G and Xander and Ashley and all the other kids.
Scoony's going to be the new Jack.
Yes.
But less crazier than Jack.
I see no Jack Black, but he's actually black.
But I'm actually black. I kind of feel like
I'm just saying. I think it would be better.
It works.
And he's got the whole ghetto metal.
I feel like the Ed Sullivan of the rock and roll. Because I'm
nice. Wouldn't that be cool? Like,
I'm bringing these kids up. Yes. You know, and it's such a joy.
We should
for
make
me
a movie about
them.
This. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Truth. I think it'd be cool.
Let's do it.
We can do anything we want.
We can do anything we want.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm like, yeah. So Xander, so, okay, so, like, you got all this going on. Are you in school right now?
Yeah.
And how's that going for you, mixing with music and everything? Are you keeping your grades up? And
yeah, I've been keeping my grades up, but there's a lot of late nights and stuff.
Like, and how's that affecting you with school and everything?
I try and stay on top of things, and
Mom is right here too, so she can verify.
Right? You can't lie with Mom right there.
How's he doing in school? Is his grades up, Mom?
Oh my God, he's a super A student.
Awesome.
Yeah, wow, that's really cool.
We like
man.
That.
That's really
we
cool.
like Good. It. He's a go-getter.
So, do you have a lot of friends in school?
Yeah. Now I do.
Now what? What do you mean? Now you do?
Well, I just moved a year ago to a new
school. Oh, yeah, oh, okay. That makes sense. Where'd you guys move from?
We moved from Manhattan Beach to Palos Verdes.
Okay. Oh, nice.
PV in the house.
Yeah.
Nice. And how's that transition been for you?
Well, it was the transition from elementary school to middle school, so it was going to be rough anyway, so.
Right, that's true.
I guess.
That's true. Been there with two kids.
Whip out the guitar, and then
both
they're like,
my kids been through that.
Yeah, I was actually going to actually ask that. I mean, did you like? I mean, the way you made friends, was it like, you know, you pulled out the guitar, like, wrote a song about y'all, want to hear? He goes, bam, 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 you know, start going like that, or how'd that happen?
I don't know. I just tried to start conversation with people I didn't know and gave them an opportunity, and they're my friends now.
There you go.
He seems like a real likable kid. Yeah. Though. You know what I mean? Like, he'd have it easy. He has, like, easygoing. Like, like other kids, because I could see, like, you know, like, you're an easy person to be friends with.
And he's good looking,
man.
Too. Look at it.
Yeah. See, my daughter has
He's like, yeah, I know. What's your point?
Now
he's getting a deep voice out of nowhere. Yeah. And your point is what now?
Now, the difference with females is a whole nother level.
Oh, yeah.
Because now, if you're an attractive female, all the other girls are haters.
Oh, yeah, they haters.
And I, you're pretty, and you're just
I was an attractive female once.
I can see that. I can see that.
It's so funny, because, like, the kids Rosa? That were super cute in high school, they end up not being so cute when they get older. But that's another story, too. But cool, yes.
No, that's great. I mean, I kind of wish my kids had taken a program like what you're offering. Or wish my daughter was still living out here and could maybe take your type of a program, you know, because she's more of the actress model, like more of what Ashley does versus the singing aspect.
Yeah.
She said she wanted to be a singer, but who knows? I said, if you lived out here, you could, you know, go through my buddy Scoony G, but you don't live out here anymore.
We'd love
and
to
my
have
son's him. Way too old for that. He's going to be 19 this year. I think he's a little too old for Kids Rock.
Well, so we can't wait to premiere this song. This song
what's
is...
What's the name of the song?
What one and One.
One and did, One. Oh, did, this is what we talked
Xander
about last
write it?
Time,
did
right?
Did you write it, Xander?
No.
Well, he wrote his guitar part.
Oh, okay.
And he, so it was a song idea cool. I had, but I wanted his collaboration on it. So he actually leads the song. He starts off the song.
Oh, okay.
And then he's, you know, playing his guitar, his blues riffs on it. And honestly, I've never recorded a blues song before. So this was new for me. And I was going off the inspiration of this guy right here. Hearing and watching him play inspired me to want to do some blues.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
See, look at this. Look, you're already inspiring people
yeah.
at age 12.
I
mean,
that's a huge
that's
thing.
Big. That's
yeah,
big.
You're old guys.
You're inspiring older people at age 12. How does that make you feel?
Pretty good.
See, look at that. He's like, pretty good, actually.
In 30 years, I predict you'll be president.
Right? Exactly.
That's a bold statement.
Oh, come on.
Do you want to be president?
He's this charismatic at 12. I mean, think about what he could do.
He pulls out his guitar in the middle of elections. He's like, hi, guys, let me play you a song real quick.
Here. All of a sudden, people are looking at him like, everybody's looking at him like he's Elvis. Like, oh, my God. We have to vote for him.
Are you going to be ready for that kind of attention?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
You become big and famous, you know, you got to be prepared.
You could be the
kind
next
of stuff.
You could be the next, like,
Zac Efron.
Rock version of Justin Bieber. I don't think he liked that one too much. He's like, oh, God, no. Shoot
like,
me now.
You could be like the next Zac Efron.
That's even worse.
High School Musical.
That's even worse.
I got better. Okay, he could be the next Stevie Ray Vaughan.
There you go.
Yes,
I
there
like
you
that.
Go.
I like
Scooty
that
to the rescue on that one.
Nice.
Perfect.
Love it.
Yeah, because actually, the song we did, I played it for a few people and they go, wow, that kind of sounds a little bit like some Texas Stevie Ray Vaughan.
There you go.
There,
so. I like it.
Well, then we got to play the song, then, Jen.
You want to play this? One and One.
One and One.
Let's
on Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog.
Let's have fun with this.
Yeah.
You ready?
We're okay. Ready.
Nice segue.
One makes two. One and one, me and you. One and one makes two. One and one, me and you. One and one makes two. That's me and you. Ah, yeah. Ask my baby,
hey baby,
what she know?
What she know?
She loves me so because one and one,
one and one,
it makes two,
it makes two,
yeah.
One and one makes two, that's me and you.
Thank you.
what she knows. She told me that she loves me so, because one and one,
one and one,
it makes two.
Scooty G and Xander Marsden.
It's hard to believe. Friends. It's hard to believe that was performed by a 12-year-old.
Right.
That is really hard to believe. You got some crazy talent in you. Yeah. Xander, you got some really good talent.
That was excellent. That was really good.
Right. Now you see why I get inspired. I mean, wailing away on the guitar over there. I'm like, I better step my game.
It's almost like he gets possessed. You know, he's like his hands become possessed. He's like, you know, starts going nuts.
Seen adults perform on stage that weren't as good as that.
Right.
Yeah. No kidding.
Right.
And I've seen a lot of shows in my time.
Yeah. Same here.
Just in the last 5.5 years.
So I just feel blessed that we have him here during this time period, because you know, 2-3 years from now, we can't even talk to him. Probably he'll be.
I don't know you. Okay. Scooney, I don't know you. Well, you know what? We've got proof, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
There
Let me
is.
Play it right here. So, guess what? You're already in the internet.
Yeah.
You already got proof. Yeah. Right? You did know this man.
You did know me. I got the first song.
Let's go to the tape. You know, that's what it's going to be like, you know?
It's in our archived shows.
Well, you guys should definitely go to this event that Jenny and I have been invited to actually this weekend.
Nice.
It's a 3-day event. It's called PRX 360's Fashion Meets Music, hosted by Urban Network Digital MIQ. The Business of Music 3-day conference, June 8th through the 10th. Fashion Meets Music is rolling out the red carpet for one evening celebrity performances and invited celebrity guests Saturday, June 10th at 8:30 p.m. The address is Hilton Hotel, Woodland Hills, Los Angeles, 6360 Canoga Avenue, Woodland Hills, California. Doors open at 8 p.m., ends at 10 p.m. Full conference tickets include all conference events. You have to go to urbannetworkdigitalconference.com. Music meets fashions, ticket only. You have to go to prx360music-n-fashion.eventbrite.com. For more information, you could contact Ava at prx360.com. Major props to you, to Ava, for sending us an invite, and also for Carrie Parker, because she's working with Ava as well. And nice. Yeah, it should be a great event this weekend.
Love to go.
Thank you.
You want to go, Xander?
Ava and Carrie. Let's go.
You could go ahead.
If you guys don't give me give me a second here, I just want to squeeze this in real quick.
Sure.
Our sponsors: Cactus Creatives, Affliction, Go-Go Tunings, Wedgie Picks, Hot Tone Audio, Yasuin Guitars, Cat Audio, Rinkus Hines Audio, D'Argenzio Winery. We want to thank Elise Cactus McCallum, Steve Dawson, Lucky Martin, Louis Mendola, Gabby Lepardo, Dave Aaron, Alejandro Lagos, Joanna Friedman, and that's it.
That's it?
I got them all in.
That's going to be your acceptance speech. Watch. You get a Grammy, that's going to be your acceptance speech.
I got a friend. Like, I got a friend, Forrest McKinnon. He does voiceover.
You bring out. You go ahead as soon as you get up there. You bring out a scroll.
Yeah, right.
And you're like brrr, all over the place, you know. So
we'll leave that for Xander. He's going to be getting his Grammy pretty soon here. So
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. You're going to be like. You're going to have so many girls like just. Oh my God.
What's your Twitter? What's your Instagram? Hey, can I Snapchat you?
Yeah.
Yay.
Go ahead and shout out. Anybody you want to shout out or anything Snapchat. You got? What's your YouTube channel or?
Oh,
Snapchat.
My social media is Xander Mars the Music for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And I have a YouTube channel, which is also Xander Mars the Music. And I have some originals out there and some performances I've done.
Did nice. I just hear a guitar?
I just heard a guitar.
What do you got? Riff something for us real quick. You got something.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow. That's about a little blues? Give me a little blues.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I said Xander Marsden. The 12-year-old guitarist. He's so good, yeah, good, yeah, good. All the girls say,
ah!
Yeah!
And only one of the people that was doing that was actually a girl.
I know, right?
And that's and that was Dave.
Yes! 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 That's very true.
He was a girl once.
I am the woman in this relationship. What can I say?
Wow, that's good, Xander. Thank you.
That was awesome.
That was really awesome. I have my shout outs to do.
Okay.
I have my shout outs. I say hi to Mimi. These are all my friends in my building. What up to Mimi? What up to Christy? What up to MZ? T-Dog is already here with me.
T-Dog!
I think that's it? Oh, and Mama. Which hey,
Mom.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Hunters back in Ohio.
Mom. And straight up Mom. What up? Okay, so we did my shout outs.
Yeah,
because they'll get all pissy if
Dave,
I don't,
you got
kidding.
Any?
No.
Oh, I did mine already.
They won't actually.
No one likes me. I have no friends. I have no shout outs to give. But I do have a message for Mr. Adams. Calling Mr. Adams. He should be
Mr. DeAndre.
Mr. DeAndre Adams. He should be calling
Bodyguard to the Stars. Help me get Corey Feldman on my show.
Oh, that was the funniest thing. I cannot believe you messaged Corey Feldman.
I wrote to him. No, I wrote to his people. Whatever. I wrote to his people. A legitimate press request. Literal press request.
Nice.
We'll see if it works. Wow. I actually didn't even mention DeAndre Adams in there.
Nice.
I was hoping to get it on my own and not. I was trying not to do name dropping.
Well, yeah, you know.
I'm trying to do this on my own and not like totally, you know.
I finally made it on my own.
There you go. I'm seriously gonna shoot you.
Well,
Wasn't that Bosom Buddies?
Yeah. I just aged myself right now. Yes. So.
Hey, Xander, do you know about Bosom Buddies? He doesn't know about Bosom Buddies.
No,
that's Tom Hanks around the time he did Big and stuff.
Right. Like, remember Tom,
it was
Tom
even
Hanks?
Actually before Big.
He knows Tom Hanks. So.
Peter Scolari, you know.
Oh
like,
my God, that was.
Yeah, we told some people to call in. Did anybody call in? We told Gabby to call in and.
And DeAndre Adams is probably fiddling with his phone trying to figure out how to call in.
323-203-0815.
Which number do I call? Damn you, people.
Jim Manzo. Jim, call
anyway,
in.
You can call 323-203-0815. Maybe that'll help. 323-203-0815.
Call us.
Anyway, call in.
Keep it clean.
Or don't. We have lots to talk about.
Yes, keep it clean because we don't have a sensor button.
Right.
We only have, you know, a staples button.
Guess where I am going on Saturday, June 17th. I am going to see Orgy, our previous guest from April 12th.
Yeah.
Love them.
Going to see Orgy play The Rose in Pasadena. Yeah.
So that
courtesy of Lou Gordon, Jay Gordon's father. Thank you, Lou.
Wow.
Thank you,
the
Jay.
Flash?
No, Lou Gordon is the person. Lead singer, Jay Gordon's father. Like, yeah.
I was just
people. Come on now. You're going to learn how to roll with the stars. Learn this.
What about
the,
am I gone?
What about the Jeff Tate thing you were talking about?
Yes. Okay, so I also scored tickets through the hard way. Thank you, the hard way. They're going to be playing with Jeff Tate July 28th at the Whiskey. They're going to be performing in entirety. The album Operation Mindcrime from beginning to end,
classic.
Which is incredible, and some other Queensryche songs.
Classic.
I love Queensryche. It's my second favorite band in the entire world, right after Led Zeppelin. And
I get to see
Jeff Tate perform on stage at the Whiskey. That's a very small venue to see Jeff Tate.
I'm it's going to be packed.
That's incredible. Yeah, I don't care. I have tickets. You think I give a rat's ass? I'm going to be there early.
Language.
And I'm I just said ass. It's okay. I'm going to talk about. I did that on the last broadcast. I'm okay. Dude, I get to meet Jeff Tate from Queensryche. I don't care. I'm so excited. And we're going to be having.
The proper word is buttocks.
Buttocks, yes. Buttocks. We're going to have a member of The Hard Way on our show at some point in July before the big concert on July 28th at the Whiskey. Nice. So
my question for Xander is, who would you want to go see?
Ooh.
Oh, wait,
what band would you like to see?
Green Day or Joe Bonamassa?
Good choice.
Oh, we have a good caller. Choice. I wonder who this is.
Oh, gee, I wonder.
Let's see. Hello. You're talking to Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Who is this? What is
good? Yeah, I've been really busy with school.
Hey, you know what
you're there? that's DeAndre Adams. He's got two or three other people.
Dark Angels on a
I heard them in the background for a second. They were like, "Yeah, I think he's still in school."
They're talking about their children.
I think he's picking up DeAndre from school right now.
We can talk about my education later.
Well, these are on the line right now. We have DeAndre Adams with the Archangels.
Ooh. Yes, DeAndre Adams.
They're going to be our guests for next week.
Bodyguard of the Stars.
Next Wednesday.
And Archangels, the awesome all-female singing group.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
So,
everyone's great. I'm good. I'm Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
I know Nancy. And who else is on the line?
And you have Candace.
Who else?
And I know Candace. How you
Candace.
Doing? How you both doing?
Hi, Candace.
Okay.
Hey. Yeah, good.
You guys excited about next week?
Hello, Jennifer.
What up, DeAndre?
Hey, DeAndre.
So I wrote a letter to your homeboy. Homeboy. Corey Feldman.
Okay, now before you said it, Antichrist Corey Feldman, and now you're saying something good.
Well, because we interviewed Dirty Machine, so you know,
this positive, this great.
Yes, please do
the reinvention of Archangel's Awakening, new chapter in our lives.
The awakening, I like that. Yes.
So we're awakening something different, as sleeping giant, and people are not ready for. So we are in a chance to do a new promo on the 17th. So Candace has a book out we're going to promote also in their campaign.
Awesome.
And her nickname is a spiritual warrior. because she got these unique skills, and that is the wise one. And we minus one, one ambassador angel, which is Connie, who's a professor. So, you know, and you do your thing, and we'll be on the show next week talking about the adventures we got coming. It's going to be dangerous. And we have a hot new director by the name of, Brandy Irwin. And I can probably have her call in, you know, if I wanted to. But I want to shock you because she's incredible. One of the first female underwater diver videographers to dive in.
Nice.
And she shoots underwater, and she's one of the most intense people on the planet that we're going to be doing. So it's going to be fun. We can't wait to do this thing. And we're going to solidify with the movement is of domestic violence. It's our movement.
That's awesome. That's a good cause. We'll go ahead and make sure that we ask about the original concept of Archangel, so that way you could go ahead and elaborate more as to
the original thing of Archangels was that we took the most elite women we thought possible before we had the hiccups come in, and the main hiccup person was me not being smart about the things that I did. I woke up and said, "Hey, let's reinvent this thing and wake you." And then it's a rude awakening.
It's a rude awakening for me to solidify, and now.
That's awesome, we'll talk about that next week on the show
and we're looking very forward to having you guys all on there, and it's going to be a blast.
I want to extend them an invitation because you missed the last show, but the end of the month, which is June the 29th, we're back at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. I'd like to invite you guys down. We're doing rock star theme, so come dressed as your favorite rock star.
Ooh, I like that.
All the musicians that are going to be performing with us, come as your favorite rock star, and we're going to be doing not only the song, but we're going to be looking
at scary, black rock star.
Well, no, you got Jimi Hendrix, you got Lenny Kravitz. I can go down the list.
He said, "Come be Lenny Kravitz." There you go.
I'm gonna dress up like Robert Plant.
All day long.
I'm dressing up like Robert
Plant. I can be American Woman, but I don't wear high heels as well. But I live with high heels.
Dre, we got another caller.
We'll talk to you guys next week, and have a great week. We'll talk to you then. Archangels and John.
Yes, we will. So, and like I said, Candace's book is out now.
We have another caller on the line right now. So, yeah, we'll talk next week, though, man.
Have a good one.
All right.
And now we have another caller.
Hi, and you're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who am I talking to?
Hello. LA Radio, this is Gabriela Lopado.
Gabby!
What up, Gabby?
How are you guys? Hi, Jennifer.
Good, how are you? We missed you.
I'm doing good. I'm so happy to see Thunder and Scoony there, you know. I'm very happy to... The song, I love the song. I know...
It was great.
It was a great song.
Thunder and Scoony, they've been working so hard on the song. They put so much love in it. And when I listen to it, I just want to dance. I love the song, and I'm just so happy, that you guys bring Scoony and Thunder, so all people can hear it. I just love it, and they've been doing this for a few weeks, actually a few months, and it come out really good.
Thank you, baby.
So I'm very happy for that.
Aww.
It came out great.
Gabby
is like my litmus test. Like, I play it for her, and if she's not moving her head, she's not a musician at all.
Right.
She's just like, no, needs a little something else.
Right.
No, and then when it's good, she'll go,
yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah.
Right, Gabby?
So when I start dancing, they can tell, okay, this is a good part of the song. So, yeah,
that's it.
I love the song. It's very catchy. It makes me move. And I know that, other people are going to love it. So, yeah, I'm so happy for that, too.
Thank you.
Great. It's good that you're supportive.
See, you're already getting a fan base.
Yep.
You're already getting a fan base.
All the way to Argentina.
There you go. Wow. You're going to be.
He's
going to be worldwide. He's going to be worldwide within like 2 months, guaranteed. Awesome. He's already worldwide right now because he's on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Exactly.
On LA Talk Radio, and we're worldwide. We broadcast worldwide.
Blowing us up. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jenny and Dave, man.
Yes.
Our pleasure to have you here.
What a blessing to be able to come here.
We love our music community, our acting community, just everyone in all the arts that that make it everything so great.
You
in the
know,
entertainment
I came with
industry.
Gifts.
Oh,
we always love it when you bring gifts. I still have an awesome gift, which I'm going to be getting.
Compliments of one of our sponsors, Wedgie Picks.
Yes, thank you, Wedgie Picks.
Nice.
I followed them on everything. And
yeah, I saw that. That's why I brought it
I did
for
everything.
You.
I
and Dave,
like,
this is
yeah.
for you. This is your Scoony G and Friends t-shirt.
It's going to go with my hat.
Thank you, Wedgie
Picks. It's
totally
going to go with my hat.
We like you, Wedgie Picks.
We just got these made. This is the new Kids Rock Studio logo
Ooh,
hat.
Ooh, I like it.
That's
thank
for you.
You.
Nice. Thank
I'm
going
to add this to my awesome collection of hats.
Last time I came here, I didn't give you anything. So there's
your
there's
thank
a Kids
you.
Rock Studio.
Oh, this, yes, and don't forget everything.
We love it.
Everything today is being produced by Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC.
Get Real with your global.
With your owners, Jennifer DeVoe and James Muse.
Yeah.
Yay!
So Xander, you mentioned that you wanted to go. One of the bands actually like caught my attention. You said that your favorite was Green Day.
Yeah.
When did you start listening to Green Day?
What was
the album that actually like made you start listening to them?
American Idiot.
Mm. Oh, great album!
You have
great,
to
great.
Okay. If you
album.
Did you have you heard all their albums or just love or just that one and Onward?
I've heard. Most of their album.
Really? If anything, I want to interest you in Dookie.
Make that's a great album. Oh, yeah. That's a great album,
listen
too.
To that's
a great
actually,
album.
That's actually one. When I started listening to Green Day. I was about his age when I started listening to Green Day. And that's the album was Dookie. And that was like, after that, I was hooked.
Yep.
I was just like, you got to listen to Dookie.
Dookie.
Yeah,
that's actually their third record. They did two independents and then
very
that was
true.
Their first major.
Very true.
Yeah.
My neighbor actually was a roadie for him.
Wow.
Yeah, he actually like took pictures and everything with all the band and everything. Hung out with them when they were first getting started. It was a really awesome experience. I was like, wow, man, that's really cool.
Well, anything you want to ask, Gabriella? Because I haven't...
I just want to say thank you, guys. And thank you, Kid Rock Studio, because, you know, I'm actually also helping Scoony with the organization, and I know that you know, he's working a lot every single day, and it's getting better and better. So, you know... I just want to say thank you to you two guys and thank you. Thank you for everything.
Thank you for calling
Thanks
in today.
Thank you
Gabby,
very much.
And,
very fun to be here.
Thank you for being supportive
of kids. Okay, you guys. Thank you.
Rock.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was Gabriella.
She's still.
I was like, she's still on the air. Here.
That's what I heard in the background. I was like,
it's important to be supportive of the arts, supportive of entertainment.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for that, we'd be really damn bored.
Yeah.
Netflix would be bored. There'd be no Netflix. There'd be nothing. There'd be like, if we didn't have entertainment, think about that. We didn't have music, movies, television, theater.
We go back to the Stone
Theater. We're talking theater. We're
this
talking
is his
everything.
First radio show.
You
know how significant
that's awesome.
That is.
You're gonna remember this for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
You were
so
12.
So when he's like, you know, big huge star. My first radio show was Jenny's Real Top on the Block.
There it is.
Like my just like my daughter remembers her first TV show she ever did, The Real O'Neills on ABC. You know what I'm saying? So like you always remember your first project, your first thing that you did.
Your first everything. You're going to remember your first girl.
And that's a big deal.
Your first love. And your first heartache, unfortunately.
Yeah, that too.
I still remember my first heartbreak, so, you know, definitely remember all that stuff. But don't worry. You have a guitar, so you'll be able to, like, you know.
Work it through. Yeah,
you'll be able to, like, do the blues on your guitar if you get heartbroken.
So, One in One, we releasing this shortly. I mean,
yeah,
like,
it's actually the release date is today. It'll
okay,
be up
awesome.
On iTunes.
Wow.
We just put it on iTunes, but it takes a few days for it to come up. So please go to iTunes, look for One and One. The One in One is actually spelled out, featuring Xander Marston guitarist, blues guitarist, and... we're just excited to be able to put these kids out there and let them shine.
I like the idea of what you're doing, and it's nice that you have an after-school program. It's something for kids to do, keeps them off the street, keeps them from getting into horrible things like gangs and other stuff that really they don't need to be messing around with.
Very true.
Because they get kids even as young as Xander.
They
so
do.
Younger.
You want
sometimes even younger.
Younger, nine years old. Yep. So we want to encourage things like the arts and kids programs like Kids Rock Studio because it really helps the kids to have something to do and it keeps them not doing bad things.
Yep. www.kidsrockstudio.org.
Anything you want to say, Xander? Because we're getting ready to get out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Anything
about to end this.
You want to take us out with a little riffing? You want to do a little music?
You know what I mean?
Play her Zeppelin. You know any Zeppelin? Can you play a little Zeppelin riff for her?
Oh, yes.
You gotta love it. Scoony G, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Xander. You know, thank you.
Don't stop on my account. Keep going. Don't stop on my account.
You're taking it on home, you know what I'm saying?
You're taking us home. Yeah. Thanks for coming by, Xander. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kids Rock Studio. Thank you, Wedgie Picks. Thank you, everybody.
Next week.
Yes, next week we have Archangels.
We have Archangels.
DeAndre Adams coming on in.
Yep, he called us. And so we're definitely going to be enjoying that next week.
And the week after that is going to be Slam Girls.
Slam Girls.
And the week after that will be Slanderous, a local heavy metal band.
We have a full schedule.
July is about to be all booked too. So,
gotta love it, Jenny.
Yep,
love seeing you, hon.
Love to see you.
I'll see you next week.
And
we'll see. We'll talk to you.
Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.